with Bill Hemmer. And this morning, talked about the prospects for that Biden infrastructure bill. It does not look good.
Well, look, I think the votes are going to be close in the Senate. They may be close in the House, too. There's a lot of strings that could unravel here. But, you know, I think 51-vote reconciliation. I don't think there's going to be any bipartisanship. The Republican infrastructure plan is being rejected by the Democrats, even though, I might add, that same plan passed unanimously, bipartisan, last year in the Environment and Public Works Committee of the Senate. So now Team Biden wants to throw that out, and so will the rest of the Democrats, I guess. Maybe Manchin, maybe Sinema. I can't tell that. All I'm saying is, though, we are taxing and regulating heavily. I mean, they're going to go after fossil fuels. The so-called climate summit, which is today and tomorrow, is going to set strict limits on carbon emissions within 10 years, basically going to blow up the fossil fuel sector. This is going to cost a lot of jobs, just as the business tax hikes are going to cost a lot of jobs, just as the capital gains tax hike is going to cost a lot of jobs, because it's all going to damage investment. So my point is, this stuff will throw a wet blanket over what could be a many multi-year economic boom. Mm-hmm. We still have low taxes, Bill. We still have low regulations from the Trump era. Why change it? It's working.
Larry Kudlow from Fox Business on with Bill Hemmer this morning on Fox News Channel. And by the way, he is right. You want to talk about throwing a wet blanket on a steaming hot recovery and economy, that's what we've got now. When we come back, we're going to talk about an amazing story that gentleman Jim Dallas has been bringing you all afternoon. The fact that Barb Zagafsky, the Secretary of State, says there is no evidence of widespread problems in our election system. And it's simply not the case. Why, with all the information we have out there, why can't we get somebody to say, well, you're right, there is a problem? Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 right now as we check out our traffic cams all over the Las Vegas Valley. And you are bumper to bumper right now. 215 southbound at Warm Springs. I'm trying to see around the corner there with the traffic cams whether there's an accident up there. It doesn't appear to be, but it's been slow there for about 20 to 30 minutes. 215 southbound at Warm Springs. Also, we're getting some slow flows on the 15 in the resort area as usual. You're averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour, mainly between Tropicana and US 95, both directions. Do expect some heavy volumes on the 515 too, northbound at Stephanie and 515 eastbound at Main Street.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey knocking off the Sharks by a 5-2 score yesterday. Jonathan Marchessault, he scores twice. Marc-Andre Fleury makes 31 saves. He's 5-0-0 against the Sharks this season as a team. The Golden Knights are 7-0-0 against the Sharks this season and 15-1-3 all time. Golden Knights get back at it when they play at Anaheim coming up on Saturday. UNLV baseball, they had been scheduled to match up against New Mexico this weekend, but a second straight canceled weekend because of the COVID issues within the UNLV baseball program. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One thing that really has me steamed, Michael McDonald and the Nevada Republican Party have been crisscrossing the state. And they've been talking about voter integrity, voter fraud. And they say they have the documentation. And then they present it to Barb Zagafsky, the Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State said, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. And Gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been chronicling what's going on.
Yeah.
Can you explain what the Secretary of State has done?
Well, the Nevada GOP, as you mentioned, Michael McDonald, they've filed a complaint saying that there were nearly 123,000 reports of fraud that Secretary of State Zagafsky's office looked into and said that there was no widespread number of fraudulent claims after their investigation. However, there's still around 4,000. Which, that sounds like a big number to me, doesn't it to you?
It does. It is a big number. The question is, would it have swayed any of the races? And you'd have to go back through and audit every race, you know, Assembly and State Senate. Could that have been the difference in some of those races? Now you've got something.
That's what I'm thinking. So it still, to me, it doesn't make me feel any better. Now, maybe if I was on the winning side, I might feel a little different, but still, 4,000 or almost 4,000 is a very large number if you're trying to convince the people who want to go out and vote every 2 and 4 years that their vote actually counts. And for every bit of fraud, that means somebody who is a legitimate vote is being disenfranchised, and you never hear that anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and well, even like in the Stavros Anthony in the Clark County District C race, which is still being contested, by the way, in the Nevada Supreme Court. We should have a decision probably in the next couple of weeks. But the fact is, we've got races where the margin of victory has been 10 or 15 votes.
And not only that, but it really changes the whole complexion of the electorate, especially in the Stavros Anthony case. He would be at least an opposing viewpoint on that board, and now they don't have any dissension whatsoever. It's like a rubber stamp. You want to change the name of McCarran Airport? Boom, give me the stamp. Boom.
Yeah.
That seems to be where we are right now with the current electorate, but hey, that's why we have elections. But still, to me, it seems like those 4,000 or nearly 4,000 claims should be investigated and make sure that that doesn't happen again.
I'm with you. Gentleman Jim Dallas, always on top of things. And again, 4,000 votes is a lot of votes. And in a state assembly or a state senate race, that could be the margin of victory right there. But to simply dismiss this, I just don't understand with all of this evidence and all of the the reams and reams and reams of documents and affidavits, sworn affidavits under penalty of perjury. And yet there's still no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
But you look at all these different states, Kevin, where Joe Biden outperformed Hillary and Obama, the two previous nominees for the Democrats, and the only places he outperformed those two candidates was in the five states which were in question. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It is going to be interesting. I don't think Michael McDonald is done with this, I'm just wondering where you can take any of this information. If we're going to have some sort of forensic audit of the last election, that's fine. But where do you go? Who's the judge that you go to? We'll be talking more about this, I can just about promise you, gentlemen. Jim, thank you, man. Coming up on the program, we're going to find out what you think. Is there a problem with our election system here in the state of Nevada? Is there a problem with voter integrity, with voter fraud? And more importantly, what happens in the next election cycle? Are they going to try and steal that election too? And in 2024, if we don't do something about this, and AB 321 is the bill that wants to memorialize AB4, the ballot harvesting and the mail-in voting, what's going to happen if that's allowed to stand? We'll talk about that. In fact, one of the things I'm going to open up our phone lines and get you involved in the conversation. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll get to your phone calls coming up on the other side. Do we have a problem here? Barb Zagavsky says no. What say you? We'll do that next on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com code RADIO. RepairSmith.com code RADIO.
Are you or do you know a 16 to 18-year-old who is falling behind in school? Do you find yourself struggling to keep up or perhaps often getting in trouble? That's okay because you're not alone and help is available. Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy is a voluntary, tuition-free program open to Nevada students like you. BBYCA uses a military structure to assist in reclaiming lost credits, instill discipline, develop self-reliance, and foster a sense of community. Over a 22-week period, cadets will reside at the campus in Carlin, Nevada. After graduation, they'll enter the 12-month post-residential phase where they'll receive continued support and resources to help achieve their goals. If you're ready to accept the challenge, apply now for the July 2021 class. Check out the website at nvng.nv.gov/BBYCA or simply search for Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy. This message sponsored by Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently, and we thank you for that. You want to join in? I've got two lines that are open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with David. David, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to say I really appreciate that interview you did with the congressional candidate for District 3.
Yeah.
My opinion, I think this voter fraud issue is a phony issue made up by Donald Trump because he lost the election. That's what I feel. So my question is this. Nevada, we're clearly not going to do anything like the so-called election integrity law in Georgia or some of these Republican states that are putting new safeguards in place that they think will clean up the elections because we have Democrats running the state legislature. So we're not going to have that happen here in the next 2 years. So my question is, if a candidate like that, who's I think sounds like a good candidate, right? They could beat Susie Lee. And if the Republicans come up with a good candidate, they could beat Steve Sisolak if he runs again. I think those are like winnable elections in an off year. You know, maybe the energy is going to be on the Republican side. So if Republicans pick up seats like that, win some statewide races, or win some congressional elections in Nevada, will you and the people that are crying fraud and just think that everything is, you know, rigged and the Democrats have this massive voter fraud organization with millions of illegals voting, will you admit that you're wrong if Republicans start winning elections in Nevada by having better candidates?
Well, no, because the idea that, you know, instead of winning by 5%, you have to win by 10% to account for voter fraud, I mean, that may still be there. I mean, Democrats know how to game the system.
So how would Democrats know before the election how many, you know, they said they're stealing elections, they're rigging votes, they're putting in phony votes from illegal, but whatever it is. How would they possibly know, like, how many they're going to need? So they just magically know how many they're going to need, but they just, like, do some arbitrary number. When you start asking some questions, then you're going after the Secretary of State saying she didn't take it seriously. She issued this detailed report about how she got this 6 weeks ago, all these allegations from the Republican Party. She took it very seriously. So you start impugning her integrity. You start impugning integrity to people like Bill Barr, Trump's attorney general, who looked at it. He has resources, access to information that you don't have, that Sean Hannity doesn't have. He looked at it and said there's no widespread voter fraud that could turn the election. So are these people like Republicans like them, Bill Barr, are they lying? Are they corrupt? Are they in on? I mean, Trump appointed Bill Barr. He said, I mean, he has access to the information that none of us have. Attorney General of the United States, serious guy, smart guy, Republican guy. He says no. He says, I looked at all this. I took all these allegations seriously. There is zero evidence of widespread voter fraud. That's what he said. So is he corrupt? Is he complicit? What is your opinion about that?
Well, to be honest, Bill Barr, I think is an honorable man. I really believe that. I think he is wrong. I just don't know how we prove this. You know, Michael McDonald's been carrying around this big thing of, you know, thousands and thousands of documents and affidavits, and yet every place he takes it, they say no, there's no voter fraud. So I don't know how this is going to play out. I am glad you called. And David, you and I are in agreement, I think. We want a clean system.
I do, too. I agree with you, and I really enjoy your show, especially when you have on the elected officials to get into the, you know, the meat of legislation going before. Really informative, and nobody else really does what you do. So I do appreciate that, and I just kind of disagree when you throw out this widespread voter fraud. A lot of people, you're right. I mean, millions of people believe it. They believe the election's stolen and rigged, but when you start asking some questions like, you know, 2016, Trump won the election. I mean, he was telegraphing for months before, it's rigged, it's fraud, it's stolen, they're trying to screw me. Then he wins, doesn't talk about it. Then he loses, then back to that. I mean,
yeah.
It's very transparent and obvious to me. It's like he loses, it's fraud, it's rigged. It's like the boy who cried wolf, but then you have all these people believing there's a wolf every time. I mean, it's just like, I don't understand. And then, you know, you start looking at it, like Bill Barr. I mean, like you said, he's an honorable man. I probably don't agree with his politics, but I think he's an honest guy. I mean, I don't think he's a corrupt guy that's in a tank for liberals or Democrats. And he has, like I said, he has access to so much. I mean, you know, the FBI, all these resources, law enforcement, investigative tools. And he says no. He says there's nothing there. This is all nonsense. There's no widespread voter fraud. There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. And then Republicans just continue on just like beating that drum that there is widespread. You know, Bill Barr is corrupt. Bill Barr is wrong. You know, I just disagree. And I think you start impugning the integrity of people like that. The Secretary of State, for example, I just feel like that's wrong. You know, without evidence to say, well, my guy didn't win, so I think it's all fraud and rigged. I think it's disgraceful that people do that. And you're right that millions of people believe it, but I just think it's all wrong.
Hey, David, I am glad you called, and I thank you. That's David, and that's how he feels. How do you feel? Call me right now. We'll try and get you on the other side of the break. Yeah, in fact, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance, supporting local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Back to your phone calls we go. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I heard your last caller, and these people are dumber than a rock if they don't think that Donald Trump won that election. There's over 30 million, I think, fraudulent, either ballot harvested or dead people that voted, or there are computers that switched the vote to Democrat. There's 30 million of them. And this week, we will see in Arizona, when they do the audit, this will be the first state that they find massive fraud. And then they're going to fall like a house of cards all the way across Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona. They're all fraud.
Is it this week or next week when they're going to announce the results?
They're doing live right now from Arizona, and it's ready to watch live from your iPhone or computer. So this week, I think, they're starting it.
Wow. Wow. Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. See if we can squeeze in Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Got about a minute for you. What's up, man?
Yeah, Kevin. I'm glad that Brady called in, because I want to let you know that they're holding a big convention of 30 million dead people who voted are holding a convention at Palm Mortuary next week. I thought you might like to attend.
Oh, but, thank you.
And I think his brain probably is part of that convention. But anyway, you're talking about this. What about all 70 or 80 Republican people who lost, took court cases, and every one of them was thrown out because they had absolutely no proof of any kind of cheating or anything wrong with it? Not that I'm that smart, but I did graduate with highest honors from that reputable Trump University. So I want you to know that. But that's how I get you.
Why? Where? At Wharton School of Business?
No, Trump University.
Oh,
very
Trump.
Highly reputable.
Yeah.
I graduated from.
Hey, Carl, I got to run. I got to hit the news. Sorry about that, man. I told you I had about a minute for you. Coming up, Heidi Harris. What does she think of because she's been a big defender of Barb Zagapsky, and there are others out there that have been big supporters of the Secretary of State, saying that she hasn't done anything wrong. There just is no evidence of any wrongdoing. And if there's no evidence of any wrongdoing, then you got to say to yourself, well, then...